Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, my next guest began his sporting life as a rally co-driver. This passion led him to start streaming the final stages of rallies both here and in the UK. In time, he became frustrated as companies such as Facebook were either deleting his work too soon or not allowing him monetize the real value of time and energy that he put into this work of compiling pace notes. It's all changed now because On the Pace Notes provides all sorts of sports the chance to both stream and monetize their events without being dependent on third parties. It's great to welcome Cillian Duffy to the show.
Thanks very much.
Cillian, you're very welcome. Now, I'm not a rally driver, so you might maybe explain to me, firstly, pace notes and their role in the sport.
Okay, so I suppose that's one strand of my business, is the pace notes business. So essentially, my job is to describe the road ahead for the co-driver, calling the pace notes to the driver. So it's basically a list of directions. Like circuit racing, you go around a circuit, it's all the same. Whereas in rallying, it's an unknown road.
And are these notes something that people would purchase?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay. Most people that rally in Ireland and all of the UK, Scotland, everywhere, Wales, would use my description of the road. So that's one tier of my business. So,
and are you the only provider of that service, or are there others?
There's two other providers as well.
Right.
There's one in Ireland and then there's one in Scotland, and the same one in Ireland does the UK as well. So,
okay. Mm. All right. So it's a fairly niche specialist. And how many potential customers are there for these notes?
Like a lot of the rallying here in Ireland is going really, really good at the moment. And you'd have 130 to 50 cars starting, maybe 25, 30 rallies a year. Obviously, some events would be under 100 cars, but generally it's going, it's busy. It's busy, a lot of events.
Okay, so you're somebody as well who has sort of made your sport your business. I know you were you had two top 10 WRC finishes, so there's not many people who have achieved as many things as you have in the sport. But tell me a little bit about transitioning from sport, maybe stopping the actual driving and co-driving, but making your sport your business.
Well, I suppose essentially I was a secondary school teacher in Talla Community School in Dublin. Yeah, back in 2005 to 2008. And I got an opportunity to go co-driving abroad with the Abu Dhabi Junior Team on the World Championship with their junior program. So I had to leave teaching, and it was a big move. And I always thought, I'll do it for a year and then go back teaching and get a job in the west of Ireland. I'm from Mayo. And then I didn't get a job, but I didn't really look for a job. And I ended up co-driving. And then I realized then I hadn't really time to compete at home. And I started doing pace notes for events. And I did it for since 2010 in Ireland, and I only got into the UK then in 2019. And it's been brilliant. There's no one gives off to me. It is intense. You have long days sitting in the car. Even I got home at 4 o'clock in the morning there on Friday morning. I was in the UK, or Thursday morning, I was in the UK for 2 days making notes in Wales. So late flights out of Manchester into Dublin, drive to Mayo. So it is hard going. But then I seen the publicity of it. Then I did a thing back in 2012 called Ultimate Rally News, where we basically recorded stage ends and edit them, put them on YouTube. And people thought this was amazing. It was like a half an hour after the stage ends. And then it was just too labor intensive. You needed too many people, an editor, a video person to make it happen. So it sort of died a little bit then. There was no, interest in it as such from a monetary point of view. And then I clicked the button on Facebook in 2016 live when I was marshalling at Donegal Harvest Rally. And people were like, oh, this is brilliant. And then I never thought anything about it.
And explain to us then how you monetize that.
So basically, when I started Facebook Live properly in 2017, Mayo Stages, I sold advertising on the screen. So I put an overlay on it. And we started off with 1,200 followers and we're just under shy of 90,000 now. So it's a real niche audience, a very loyal audience, but a very interactive audience. So, we have
And do you need the permission then of the provider to provide advertorial for somebody else's? How does that work?
No, it's fine. Like, I'm open, so I don't charge any clubs to you know, create the streams from the end of it. Motorsport Ireland are great to work with. We're media, you know, we're authorised media people, and we're free to work away. And the events are winning because they're getting their event publicised, and people, like, we're up on some events, we'd be 3,000, 4,000 devices on each live stream. So That was Facebook, you know, and I did that successfully since 2017.
So you're essentially then, as well as the Pace Notes, as well as the YouTube, you're a commentator on motorsport.
That's it, exactly. So when a rally car comes to the end of a stage, so there's normally three stages, three times, we'll say, for a rally, we interview them at the end of stage one and two, the top 20 cars, and then Andy, that does it with me, he does it at the end of three, and he interviews every car. So basically we're looking after everybody, whereas before this, if they were shown on a TV show, it might be only 20 or 30 cars shown, but we're showing everyone in the event, and everyone has a brother, a mother, a father competing, and they love tuning in and watching the stage ends. But as it got to the end of last year, it was getting harder to get sponsors for smaller events, and then I was ended up missing some events, you know, obviously to monetize the advertising, and I suppose that's what led me on to creating my own platform then, you know.
Right, and that's going well.
It's going brilliant. I mean, since it always didn't sit right with me since 2017, that, you know, having a Facebook page, it's a bit like, you know, building your house in someone else's field. You know, at any stage, Facebook could just turn me off, and then where's my 90,000 followers? I'm starting from zero, and it made me really, really uncomfortable. Then they brought in kept changing the rules. Your live content after 30 days was deleted. So you've no, you've no archive of footage
and that's catalog.
Exactly. And that's very, very important. Everyone looks, you know, doesn't appreciate a picture that they take today that they look back in 10 years, or a video they took 10 years ago they can enjoy today. And it just didn't sit right that the archive wasn't there. And as I said, I just decided then last year, you know, this, and I felt like I was working very hard for the advertising, and maybe the monetary gain wasn't just fantastic. And I felt like the people sitting in their beds, you know, people comment, oh, I'm lying in bed here in even Australia or America, and we're out in the teeming rain. And I said, you know what, if people want to tune in, they'll pay a small subscription. And yeah, it's been hugely successful, launched 3 months ago. And we have small few teething problems initially, and now I would say it's almost flawless. Like, it's working like brilliant.
And what you've done is really you've given security to your own archive. In other words, that you control it, that it'll be there for you to use as you see fit.
Exactly.
Whereas you're not, what I sense is that there was an insecurity around the third party being in control.
Well, you see so many YouTubers and people in the social space that have two channels on YouTube. And the reason they have two channels is because they're nervous one channel will disappear. I mean, you know, someone with 5-7 million followers and they have to have a second channel shows you that they're not even in with YouTube. So yeah. YouTube doesn't really care about them either. And they're doing all the work. And even then, when I got the idea of white labeling, which is essentially making it the Bobby Kerr app, we'll call it, and then it's yours and it's your platform and you bring your guests, is that, you know, if you have a loyal following and they like your content, then you don't have to water it down with advertising, because you're looking at all the people you follow online. They're always trying to sell you something. So it's to get away from that model.
All right. Well, look, it's good to learn something about a sport that I certainly don't know much about. It's on the Pace Note. Killian Duffy is the founder. Thanks for coming in, Killian. Good to hear your business.
Thanks very much,
Bobby. And your sporting history.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.